Biology Revision, Part 4. Adaptation. To survive and reproduce, organisms require a supply of materials from their surroundings and from other living organisms there. For example, plants often compete with each other for light and space, for water and nutrients from the soil. Animals often compete with each other for food, mates, and territory. Organisms, including microorganisms, have features, known as adaptations, that enable them to survive in the conditions in which they normally live. Some organisms live in environments that are very extreme. They are known as extremophiles, and they may be tolerant to high levels of salt, high temperatures, or high pressures. Animals and plants may be adapted for survival in the conditions where they normally live, e.g. deserts or the Arctic. Animals may be adapted for survival in dry and Arctic environments by means of changes to surface area, thickness of insulating coat, amount of body fat, or camouflage. Plants may be adapted to survive in dry environments by means of changes to surface area, particularly leaves. For example, cacti do not have leaves. They have spikes, which were the veins of leaves. Water storage tissues and extensive root systems. Animals and plants may be adapted to cope with specific features for their environment, e.g. thorns, poisons and warning colours to deter predators. Changes in the environment affect the distribution of living organisms. Examples are the changing distribution of some bird species and the disappearance of pollinating insects, including bees. Animals and plants are subject to environmental changes. Such changes may be caused by living or non-living factors, such as changing competitor or in the average temperature or rainfall. Living organisms can be used as indicators of pollution. Lichens can be used as air pollution indicators. They are particularly sensitive to the concentration of sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere. If you were to take a sample along a transect, leaving from the centre of a city out into the countryside, you would expect to find both the number and the different number of species increasing as you left the city, because air quality generally improves. Invertebrate animals, such as the crayfish, can be used as water pollution indicators and are used as indicators of the concentration of dissolved oxygen in water. The less invertebrate you have, the less oxygen in the water. Environmental changes can now be measured using non-living indicators, such as oxygen level and temperature and rainfall. We now have devices that can measure these things rather than just using the animals.